This week, we'll be talking about Extinction Rebellion, the effect of Brexit on British science, and the first all-female spacewalk. So, Extinction Rebellion. You would have seen this weekend they held their finale in central London after 2 weeks of protests, despite police banning their demonstrations in the capital. You would have seen the iconic images of protesters being dragged from the tube, Boris Johnson scaring Big Ben, and those cloaked in red robes. The group's non-violent civil disobedience looks to draw attention to the global climate crisis, and for drastic measures to be put in place to mitigate the impact. The protests also coincided with the release of the government's new environmental bill, which aims to improve air and water quality, tackle plastic pollution, restore wildlife, and protect the climate. However, Extinction Rebellion weren't the only ones protesting in London this weekend, as 1 million protesters gathered to demand a second Brexit referendum. Prior to the march, the first figures emerged showing the negative impact that Brexit, even though it hasn't happened yet, has already had on UK research. Since 2015, Britain's annual share of EU research funding has fallen by a third, UK applications to Horizon 2020 fallen by 40%, and the number of researchers choosing to come to UK via EU schemes has fallen by 35%. This was published by the Royal Society, whose president Venki Ramakrishnan says scientists just don't want to gamble with their careers by coming to the UK. In happier news though, we had the first all-female spacewalk this week, with Christina Koch and Jessica Meir having made history. The NASA astronauts spent 7 hours outside the ISS replacing a failed power control unit. The spacewalk, officially known as an extravehicular activity, or an EVA, let's stick to spacewalk, was originally due to take place in March with Koch and fellow astronaut Anne McLean, but was delayed as there was only one medium-sized spacesuit on board. Having learnt from the lesson, it seems, NASA revealed the prototype of their new spacesuit this week as well, which can fit all astronauts, including women. The suit's going to be used in the Artemis program, the goal of which is to land the first ever woman on the moon.